Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Actions reflecting your knowledge of God. They claim to know God, but by their actions they deny Him. They are detestable, disobedient. Titus 1:16. Good works cannot save you. Titus 3:5. But the absence of good works can effectively deny what you claim to possess. Titus 1:16. God saved you not by good works, but for good works. John Calvin explores this as he explains why true knowledge produces correct actions. Walk with John Calvin, a French scholar and Reformation leader in the 1500s. If we want to know how our life should be regulated, let us examine the Word of God. For we cannot be sanctified by outward show and pomp, although they are highly esteemed among men. We must call upon God in sincerity and put our whole trust in Him. We must give up pride and presumption and turn to Him with true lowliness of mind so that we will not be given to fleshly affections. We must hold ourselves under subjection to God and flee from gluttony, excess, robbery, blasphemy, and other evils. Thus we see what God us would have to do in order to have our lives well regulated. When people try to justify themselves by outward work, it is like covering a heap of filth with a clean linen cloth. Therefore, let us put away the filthiness that is hidden in our hearts. Thus, we may see wherein consists of the true knowledge of God. When we understand this correctly, it will lead us to live in obedience to His will. Today's New Testament reading is Titus chapter 1.
The letter to Titus, chapter 1. Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to further the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness in the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time, and which now at His appointed season He has brought to light through the preaching entrusted to me by the command of God our Savior, to Titus, my true son in our common faith. Grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Savior. The reason I left you in Crete was that you might put in order what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I directed you. An elder must be blameless, faithful to his wife, a man whose children believe and are not open to the charge of being wild and disobedient. Since an overseer manages God's household, he must be blameless, not overbearing, not quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness, not violent, not pursuing dishonest gain. Rather, he must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, who is self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. For there are many rebellious people, full of meaningless talk and deception, especially those of the circumcision group. They must be silenced because they are disrupting whole households by teaching things they ought not to teach, and that for the sake of dishonest gain. One of Crete's own prophets has said it, "Cretans are always liars, evil brutes, lazy gluttons." This saying is true. Therefore rebuke them sharply so that they will be sound in the faith and will pay no attention to Jewish myths or to the merely human commands of those who reject the truth. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure. In fact, both their minds and consciences are corrupted. They claim to know God, but by their actions they deny Him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good.
Actions are no substitute for knowledge, as John Calvin suggests. Rather, they are a reflection of knowledge or lack of it. People may be fooled for a time by your profession, but God is never fooled. Without the proper knowledge of Him, all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. Isaiah 64:6. First things first. In the matter of becoming a Christian, it's not what you do, but whom you know. take God at His word, and you won't be fooling anyone, least of all yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.